Junior Achievement Jamaica has been helping to prepare young people for the real world by educating them about workforce readiness, entrepreneurship, and financial literacy. In its over 6 years of existence, the organization has impacted more than 50,000 students. President of Junior Achievement Jamaica, Alfie Mullings-Aiken, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the work of the organization and its impact on students.
Junior Achievement Jamaica is a nonprofit organization, and we partner with First the Ministry of Education because our age cohort is from 5 to 24, and most of those students are in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we have quite a number of programs in Jamaica. There are 14 programs that implement, 14 different programs, and it cuts across all grade levels. And it also focuses on entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and work readiness.
Those are three broad areas.
Those are three broad areas of our curriculum. Mm. And we get private sector support, not just in their cash, but also their time, which is very important. So they go through training, and then they go into the classroom and mentor students.
Private sector people who go in the classroom?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And they mentor our students, and they also teach the programs. It's very inspirational. But in addition to that mentoring, it's the curriculum. It's usually STEM-based, so it's very technical. You're learning critical thinking. Okay. You're learning how to interact with other persons. You're learning how to use your hands not for begging, but for turning small cash into a business. Mm-hmm. And you learn that from grade one. And
from
then we continue to reinforce it throughout the years until they get to high school where they're running a business with their team. And then we're looking at even going into colleges soon where we're continuing to expand that.
Alfie, how many persons did you reach last year and how many have you reached in your 6.5 years of existence?
Oh, wow. Well, last year we reached 10,500 students in every parish.
In every parish?
I have to say, it's not a Kingston only activity, every single parish. And we're continuing to look at how we grow that. And our board is helping us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 6.5 years, we've reached over 50,000 students.
That's impressive.
So we've been growing and pretty steady, and we want to continue to do that.
How many persons do you aim to reach this year?
This year, we're going to reach almost 30,000 students.
This year?
Yeah.
That's big growth from last year to this year.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a program called BizTown, and the ministry has said they love the curriculum, they love the thought, and they love that we're starting early.
Yes.
And they want to see us expand that program. It's a great
about that program, because I've been reading about it. What's this BizTown?
It's a very exciting program. So BizTown was actually started in the U.S., and we in Jamaica are the first outside of the U.S. to implement it, which is huge in our organization that has 122 countries. It's a town. It's an experience as well. So it's a four-week learning experience for our students. They have to learn. And these are grade 5 students now. So 10 and 11, they're learning about financial literacy, entrepreneurship, business management, work readiness skills, and how money flows to our community. And when they finish that STEM-based learning for 4 weeks, they get the classifieds. So they actually have jobs now, like in the paper, Sunday paper, and they look through, they apply for their jobs. Sometimes we have private sector volunteers going in to interview them and select where they're going to work. We have a mayor at BizTown, so the students will have elections in their schools to see who's going to be the mayor. And then they take a field trip to this facility called BizTown. It's on Arnold Road. It's the Ministry of Education location. And they work. There's a bank there. So we have First Global is the bank. Spanish Court is the hotel. We have JPS there. That's the electric company. EY is the professional services.
Mm-hmm.
We have guardsmen there. Mm-hmm. CB is the tuck shop. Premier Broilers. We have Yellow Pages there. We have Flo. Flo is our telecommunication company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have different companies. We even have a BizTown TV. And the students are working. Every student has a job. They have responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid in BizTown money. And that's what they use to buy lunch or go to Spanish Court for a $300 massage. So they have a ton of fun. But they work and they learn.
Yes. Does Junior Achievement reach people outside schools, outside institutions?
Yes. We do. Not as much as want to.
But you have.
Yeah, but we have. We've worked with inner city communities.
You
we've
have.
Worked with church groups as well.
So community groups can contact Junior Achievement Jamaica.
Yes. We have our website, jajamaica.org. Our phone number, we're listed.
Mm-hmm.
So they can contact us. It's very exciting for them because they're realizing that they can build.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at what Junior Achievement is looking to achieve is for the person to realize they can own their economic success.
President of Junior Achievement Jamaica, Alfie Mullings-Aiken, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.